As an Amazon associate, we earn from qualifying purchases. This podcast is supported by its listeners. If you choose to purchase something using links on our website, we may earn a commission. No books were warped, dog-eared, underlined with purple pen, eaten, cursed, cancelled, burned, or otherwise harmed in the making of this podcast. I'm Tom Tolkien, and this is the School Reading List, a podcast that recommends books you'll want your children to read and books you'll wish you'd read as a child. To kick off episode 15 of the School Reading List podcast, let's rip open some book post. And first up from What on Earth Books, Britannica's Encyclopedia Infographica by Valentina De Filippo, Andrew Petty and Conrad Quilty Harper. Dive into a world of knowledge with Encyclopedia Infographica, which features 200 infographics packed with information about space, earth, animals, humans, and technology. Every page is laden with visual hooks and just the right amount of text to spark thought, imagination, and higher-order questioning. At 1.5 kilograms, this hardback is packed full of amazing facts. Complex ideas are made graspable, and 10-plus-year-old readers will gain confidence knowing that they've learned something new. A stunning achievement, Britannica's Encyclopedia Infographica is highly recommended for children interested in STEM, real facts, and learning about how the world and the universe beyond works. And this one's our fiction book of the month for October. From Hot Key Books, I Loved You in Another Life by David Arnold. Evan Taft and Shosh Bell, both grappling with personal hardships, are drawn together by a mysterious singer's voice in this poignant love story that transcends time and space. As their connection deepens, the novel explores themes of love, loss, and destiny. David Arnold's lucid prose, convincing characters, and unique plotting make I Loved You in Another Life one of the best YA stories you're likely to read this year. Perfect for Key Stage 4 book clubs. And from Otter Barry Books, this one's our picture book of the month for October. The Star Whale by Nicola Davies, illustrated by Petr Horacek. The Star Whale is a visually stunning large format hardback collection of 40 poems, each beautifully paired with Petr Horacek's vibrant illustrations. Celebrating the wonders of the natural world, from pangolins and bats to lions and a titanosaurus, the Star Whale invites both enchanting imagination and deep contemplation. This inspirational book is a delightful read for young naturalists and a fantastic resource of nature poems for Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2 teachers. An astoundingly beautiful book. Ancient Love Stories by Emily Hauser, illustrated by Sander Berg, and this one's from Big Picture Press. Award-winning classicist Emily Hauser presents 11 inclusive tales of fearless queens, besotted emperors with themes of passion, jealousy, and longing in this eye-catching hardback, illustrated by Sander Berg. Including retold versions of Shah Jahan and Mums Mahal, the lovers of Pompeii, Zhu Wenjun and Sima Jiangru, and Sappho, Ancient Love Stories shows teens the power of love through classic storytelling, ideal for secondary school libraries. Storm Dragon by Diane Hoffmeyer and Carol Thompson. When there's a storm, grandchild and grandpa set off for a beach adventure to find the mysterious storm dragon in this heartwarming story of family, excitement and imagination. With powerful panoramic illustrations that evoke the power and allure of weather as a force of nature, Storm Dragon is a wonderful picture book to read aloud and share with EYFS classes. Scary Girl, The Origin Story by Nathan Gervisius. Abandoned on a mysterious beach, Scary Girl embarks on a quest of discovery to find out who the strange man who appears in her dreams is and what's happened in her past. Alongside Blister the Octopus, she faces enigmatic dreams and forest dwellers in a spectacularly realised fantasy world. With powerful and vibrant full-colour illustrations, this compelling wordless picture book is a visual feast. Perfect for less confident readers and imaginative children interested in art and adventure, Scary Girl is highly recommended for Key Stage 2 libraries. And this one's from Guppy Books, Big School, Best Friends Forever by Lisa Williamson, illustrated by Jess Bradley. Chloe and Evie, inseparable best friends, face a challenging new school year when they realise they no longer have classes together. As they navigate the tricky transition to secondary school, their close friendship is tested. Lisa Williamson's insightful portrayal of Year 7 girls' emotions makes this a valuable read for children dealing with life in a new school. Best Friends Forever will be a thought-provoking book for Upper Key Stage 2 and Lower Key Stage 3 book clubs. The Memory Thieves, The Marvellers 2 by Danielle Clayton. Ella, Bridges and Jason can't wait to start their second year at the Arcanum Training Institute, but Ella's celebrity causes problems and her return to the Conjure community is met with resistance. As they uncover dangerous secrets about the school's architect, a mysterious magical illness strikes and people suspect Ella is the cause. Can they uncover the stolen memories and save themselves before everything descends into chaos? A gripping fantasy adventure. Highly recommended for Key Stage 2. And this one's from Faber Children's for 9 to 12 year olds, The Taming of the Cat by Helen Cooper. Facing Gorgonzola, a cunning and hungry cat, Bree, a mouse, stays alive by spinning a tale that blurs the lines between reality and fiction. Helen Cooper's masterful storytelling and intricate illustrations create an immersive experience which invites discussions about the power of narratives and unexpected friendships. It's a captivating and inspirational read that will leave readers thinking about the power and the consequences of what you do when you tell a story. Highly recommended. And from Greystone Kids, Imagine a Garden, Stories of Courage Changing the World by Rena Singh and Hoda Haddadi. Seven powerful stories of courage reframe how we see compassion and understanding in the world around us. Illustrated with inspiring mixed media collages by Hoda Haddadi, each true story is presented as a short poem, ideal to read aloud and discuss. It's a beautiful hardback to inspire whole school assemblies or biographical writing in Key Stage 2, and the author's notes and backstories to the true events at the end of the book will be particularly useful to teachers. The Wolf Twins by Eva Jerzykowicz, and this one's from House of Zeus. Readers age 9+ will be drawn into the unique bond and differences between identical twins, Lucy and Alpha. When their parents' separation uproots them to a forest, their contrasting views on life create tension. The story intertwines family dynamics, conservation and school experiences and provides a heartfelt narrative about identity and connection. And this one's featured on our art topic book list from Otibari Books, The Most Famous Rhinoceros by Diane Hoffmeyer and Simona Mulazani. Princess Beatrix is excited when she finds out her father will receive an exotic gift. Is it a unicorn? She hopes so. But her disappointment when she finds out it's a rhinoceros named Gender turns into a strong bond of friendship, and the princess fights to return him to his jungle home, highlighting the mistreatment of animals throughout history. Simona Mulazani's ornate illustrations beautifully capture the period and emotions of the story. The hardback book is inspired by Albrecht Dürer's woodcut print of a rhinoceros sent from India to Portugal in 1515. Thank you to all the publishers and publicists for sending us books to review here on this podcast and on our website schoolreadinglist.co.uk. Here's our rundown of great new children's books hitting the shelves this October. The Observologist by Giselle Clarkson. Treacle Town by Brian Conahan. Legendary Creatures by Adam Auerbach. Welcome to the Mystery Verse by Clive Gifford. How to Chat Chicken by Dr. Nick Crumpton. The Wild by Yuval Zomner. The Dress in the Window by Robert Trigoning. A Happy Place by Brita Teckentroop. Green by Alex Gino. I Loved You in Another Life by David Arnold. Where Magic Grows by Anjali Q. Ralph. The Earthshot Prize by Colin Butfield. Scrap by Guy Bass. Man Man and the Tree of Memories by Yabba Badeau. The Ogre Who Wasn't by Michael Morpurgo. Begin Again by Oliver Jeffers. The Nutcracker by Alex T. Smith. Beneath by Corey Doerfield. The Great Storm Whale by Benji Davis. Red is Home by Emma Bettridge. Big School, Best Friends Forever by Lisa Williamson. Summer Space Weekend by Gael Almaraz. The Big Dreaming by Michael Rosen. Bad Hair Day by John Phillips. Up and Down by Tracy Turner and Jane Bernard. If You'll Have Me by Uni. Juniper's Christmas by Owen Colfer. Brave Little Bear by Steve Small. Oscar's Lion by Adam Barron. Rise Up and Sing by Andrea Warner. The Panda's Child by Jackie Morris and Kathy Fisher. And our picture book of the month is Star Whale by Nicola Davies, illustrated by Petr Horacek. Our non-fiction book of the month is Britannia's Encyclopedia Infographica, and our fiction book of the month is I Loved You in Another Life by David Arnold. Bookety book, let's get reading. If you're a teacher, librarian, or avid bookworm who loves children's or YA books, and you'd like to review brand new titles for the school reading list, get in touch by email. We'd love to hear from you. The address is reviews@schoolreadinglist.co.uk. In a world where screens dominate the landscape of children's play, one timeless toy continues to stand tall, Lego. The iconic interlocking plastic bricks that have sparked the imagination of generations are not just for building structures, they are an invaluable tool for promoting literacy, encouraging a love of reading, and even venturing into the world of coding. But the story doesn't end there. Lego has recently embarked on a remarkable journey to foster inclusivity through its innovative Braille bricks. The word Lego itself conjures up images of creativity and endless possibilities. It's not just about constructing physical objects, it's about constructing stories, realizing daydreams, acting out adventures, and delving into the imagination. As Albert Einstein once said, play is the highest form of research. And for young minds, what better way to research than through play? Lego sets are more than just a pastime. They are a gateway to literacy. When children immerse themselves in the world of Lego, they're not just building structures, they're constructing narratives. Lego encourages children to model scenes from their favourite texts using Lego characters, fostering a deep connection between the act of reading and the act of creating. Children often find storytelling an engaging and imaginative exercise, but Lego takes storytelling to a whole new level. When children use Lego to create their stories, they're not bound by the constraints of pen and paper. Instead, they can physically manipulate characters and experiment with scenes, infusing their narratives with a unique dynamism. Lego can serve as a powerful tool for planning and structuring stories. Rather than drafting ideas on paper, children can plan their stories using the Lego bricks. This inherently more enjoyable process allows them to envision plot twists, cliffhanger moments, and character development with ease. Moreover, Lego's durability and photogenic quality makes it perfect for documenting stories. Children can capture still images of their Lego scenes to create storyboards, develop slide-based presentations, or even animate their tales with stop-motion techniques. The possibilities are as endless as a child's imagination. Lego goes beyond storytelling. It fosters character empathy and predictive skills. When children create and manipulate Lego characters in their narratives, they become emotionally invested in their characters' journeys. They develop a sense of empathy and understanding as they imagine the challenges and triumphs that their Lego creations face. As children build their stories with Lego, they're constantly making predictions about what comes next, creating a rich landscape of what-if scenarios. The suspense and surprise that Lego storytelling offers leads to those priceless moments of revelation, similar to the twists and turns found in books. The physical nature of Lego also allows for literal twists around the corner, where the new story elements can be introduced with a simple rotation or rearrangement of the bricks. This emotional connection with the characters is a crucial aspect of literacy. It allows children to connect with their characters in the stories they read, making the reading experience more profound. Through Lego, children can explore the thoughts and the feelings of their characters, helping them develop a deeper understanding of character motivations and emotions, skills that are vital in comprehending and analysing literature. Beyond the realm of storytelling and literacy, Lego has embarked on an inspiring journey to promote inclusivity through its new Braille bricks. Braille, a tactile writing system, is a code for the visually impaired. It allows individuals to read and write through raised dots. For the visually impaired, this new Lego resource is an exciting development. But there's a lot that sighted children can gain from these bricks and activities too. The unique Braille code not only facilitates reading, but also serves as a stepping stone to the world of coding. Just as children learn the alphabet, they can explore the Braille code, understanding how combinations of dots represent letters, numbers, and symbols. This introduces them to the concept of coding, which involves using combinations of symbols or instructions to perform tasks, much like how Braille works. In terms of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and maths, education, Braille bricks can serve as a gateway for coding activities. Children can learn how to create patterns and sequences with Braille, helping them develop problem-solving skills and logical thinking, essential for coding. The tactile nature of Braille bricks makes coding more accessible and engaging. By making Braille more accessible and enjoyable, LEGO's initiative takes a massive step towards ensuring that more children embrace the world of Braille and coding. Learning Braille and coding are not just about literacy, they're about fostering independence, inclusion, STEM skills, character empathy, predictive skills, and the joy of what-if moments. LEGO's Braille bricks provide a vital platform for families to build tactile skills, explore Braille, and venture into the exciting world of coding using a tool that's loved by all. In addition to the new Braille set, LEGO offers a variety of literature-related sets such as Harry Potter, DC Comics, Spider-Man, and Lord of the Rings. And there are also theme sets that lend themselves to storytelling, such as Pirates, Friends, City, and Christmas. Then there are situation and building-based sets that make for perfect story settings, such as Alpine Lodges, Houses, Castles, Villages, and Spaceships. In a world filled with screens, it's heartening to see how a humble plastic brick can bridge the divide and encourage a love for literacy, coding, character empathy, and inclusivity. LEGO, with its unmatched capacity for sparking creativity, remains a timeless and indispensable resource for educators and parents alike. As children build their worlds, they also build the foundations of their literacy, coding skills, empathy, and understanding, one brick at a time. Here's a selection of exciting new book tasters sent to us by new and self-published children's authors this month.
Hi, my name is Gina Kulemans, and I would like to introduce you to my newly released children's book called Luna and Helio, The Eclipse. It is aimed at 3 to 7 year olds and is the fictional tale of Luna the Moon and Helio the Sun and how they create an eclipse by accident. It is a story of friendship and helping each other to do the right thing, even when it isn't easy. One day Luna has to stop Helio making a very big mistake with the help of Earth and the other planets in our solar system. The story is educational but doesn't overload young minds with 1,000 facts. It is the first in a series of Luna and Helio books, and I really hope you enjoy the story. It is available to buy on Amazon, Waterstones, WH Smith Foils and Austin Macaulay Publishers. Thank you for listening.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Katie Chisenga Phillips. I'm a mum to a one-year-old, a junior doctor and an author of a children's picture book that I cannot wait to tell you about. This book is called I Can Be an Astronaut, and it's about a little girl who dreams of being an astronaut and succeeds despite the fact that not many people look like her. This book is beautifully illustrated and it's so important as it promotes diversity, inclusion and representation. This is particularly important for me because as a junior doctor who is a black female, there weren't many people around who looked like me when I was studying medicine at the University of Cambridge. So I really wanted my daughter and other children who looked like me to have a book like this, to know that not even the sky is the limit. I really hope you enjoy it, and I hope that you think about getting a copy for yourself or your loved ones. You can find it on Amazon.
Hi, I'm Wendy Garvey, author of a children's rhyming picture book called Phone Me When You're Home. A story where chickens drive tractors, foxes ride unicycles, pheasants wear roller skates and squirrels sail through floods in their canoes. I'm available for author visits to libraries, bookshops and venues, and I also offer free workshops for primary schools, Key Stage 1, with the opportunity to purchase a signed copy of my book at the end of the school day. Phone Me When You're Home is fast becoming a favourite with Key Stage 1 teachers for their poetry weeks. My book is available to purchase at www.manystonesbarn.co.uk, Sharp's Pottery Museum in Swadlincote, Derbyshire and Waterstones. You can see events that I will be attending throughout 2023 on my website, along with exciting news regarding my new book due to be published later this year. I hope you will purchase a copy of my book to read time and time again with children, and I look forward to meeting you at an event near you soon where I would be more than happy to sign a dedication inside my book for you.
Hi, my name's Alex Brooks and I am the author of Insects, Bugs and Rock and Roll and Why Oh Why Am I a Crocodile, both illustrated by the very talented Hannah Worsley. I'm going to be talking to you today about Why Oh Why Am I a Crocodile, which was our first book and shortlisted for the Spark Book Awards. Why Oh Why Am I a Crocodile is a beautiful rhyming story with vibrant illustrations, and it's about a crocodile who struggles with low self-esteem. As she walks along admiring beautiful creatures, she has just one question. Why Oh Why Am I a Crocodile? It's only when she meets a blind monkey who introduces her to some newfound friends, she soon realises things aren't always as they first appear. Why Oh Why Am I a Crocodile is available via main online booksellers and my website www.alexbrooksauthor.com. Thank you.
If you'd like to get in touch and leave a recorded shout-out about your upcoming self-published children's book, have a look at our podcast webpage for more details. And it's coming up to that time of year again, Christmas. And on our website we have a list of Christmas topic books for EYFS Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2. It contains a hand-picked collection of fiction and non-fiction books about Christmas, the Nativity story, and stories set during the festive period. Let's have a quick delve into these exciting titles. Merry Whatmas by Owen McLaughlin. Join Hedgehog and Tortoise for their first Christmas ever. Fox, Badger, Magpie, Squirrel, and Rabbit all have very different ideas about the day, but it's Owl who reassures them and explains the true meaning of Christmas. Merry Whatmas is 32 pages of endearing Christmas fun, a joy to read to preschool children. Pink Santa by Tanya Hennessy and Ben Whitehouse. Santa's look gets a 2020s refresh when selfie-posing Rudolph fails to notice the washing machine setting in this quirky, rhyming and up-to-the-minute Christmas picture book story. With a vibrant pink theme, bold pictures throughout and a happy ending, Pink Santa is perfect to read to 3 to 6-year-olds again and again. Santa's New Reindeer by Caroline Crowe, illustrated by Jess Powells. Rudolph is injured, out for the whole of Christmas, and Santa needs someone new in front of the sleigh. When no other animal seems quite right for the job, the elves hatch a plan to use technology. Find out if it works in this hilarious new rhyming Christmas picture book. A great festive bedtime story for younger children. Winter Tales by Dawn Casey. A beautiful and diverse collection of highly illustrated winter and Christmas-themed tales, including versions of the Snow Queen, the Mother of the Sea, the Little Black Cat, the Nutcracker, and A Cloak for the Moon. This lavish hardback explores winter through magic, fable, and wonderment from around the world. The ultimate book of bedtime stories to read in the run-up to Christmas. Ooh. We Disagree About This Tree by Ross Collins. In the sequel to There's a Bear in My Chair and There's a Mouse in My House, Brian and Mouse have reconciled until they try to work together to decorate the Christmas tree. Can they find a way to agree in time for the big day? Highly original, with a heartwarming message of hope, resolution and friendship, this picture book hardback is an addictive and memorable rhyming Christmas story that younger children will want to read over and over again. In particular, the illustrations are delightfully funny. I must wear sunglasses when I turn on the Christmas tree lights this year. Ooh. The Church Mice at Christmas by Graham Oakley. Parents who read this during their childhood will remember this book instantly through the distinctive and absorbing narrative illustrations. With Arthur and Humphrey in despair that Christmas might not happen this year unless they can make some money, Father Christmas comes to the rescue in a spectacular and unexpected fashion. A modern Christmas classic. Ooh. Little Santa by John Agee. This charming story tells the life of young Santa, growing up as the youngest member of the Claus family in a cold North Pole cabin. Despite the hard life, Santa is distraught when the rest of the family decide to move to Florida. Determined to stay in the land of pine trees and icicles, a captivating and heartwarming story develops. A memorable Christmas bedtime story for children aged 0 to 5. Ooh. 100 Christmas Things to Make and Do by Fiona Watt. A practical and inspiring activity book full of achievable and exciting festive craft ideas. These include decorations, a stunning advent calendar idea, Christmas cooking goals, and many other projects to engage the whole family. Highly recommended. The Polar Express by Chris Van Allsburg. An unforgettable and moving picture book that encapsulates the spirit of Christmas. When a boy embarks on a mysterious train, he begins a journey that will culminate in him meeting Santa and receiving a very special gift. This book also inspired the classic festive film. The Miracle on Ebenezer Street by Catherine Doyle. A spellbinding and atmospheric chapter book, ideal for children in Key Stage 2, it combines magic, mystery, and Dickens' A Christmas Carol in an unforgettable time travel adventure. This would make a great class reader in the last few weeks of term, or a good book to read in the first week of the holidays. The Christmas Story by Ian Beck. This beautifully realised retelling of the Nativity, with accessible language and vibrant illustrations, is an ideal book for early readers, and is perfect for Key Stage 1 topics about Christmas and classes performing a Nativity play. Ooh. Trouble on Planet Christmas by Kate Saunders. When hooves appear in the Trubshaw family's kitchen, it's clear something has gone wrong. Soon they find themselves whisked away by reindeer to the distant planet Yule One to help save Father Christmas. This fast-paced, madcap, illustrated chapter book adventure is a perfect easy reader for children in years 5 and 6 at the end of the autumn term. And if you'd like to have a look at our website, there's a link in the programme notes. There are even more Christmas topic books for EYFS Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2 for you to have a browse through. If you'd like to get in touch, use the hashtag SRLPodcast on Twitter or drop us a line using the contact form or messaging button on our website schoolreadinglist.co.uk. And all the books lived happily ever after. The end.